sound?
Is it just the rocking? Hello?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Okay, okay. And I'm Luke, and
we were once babies. Is it still going on?
It is. It's kind of really weird. There's like an echoing, guys. It's a little odd. Hang on.
How's it now? Can you still hear it?
No, I think it's gone. Wait, why what is that? Back? Wait, hang on. Which microphone is this?
Mic one. I don't know why.
Yeah, so it's this. It's that.
It's mic one.
Maybe if I turn it down. I wonder if people can still hear you.
Hello? Can people still hear me? Gonna wait for the text. Okay. Can you hear me? Text me if you can hear me.
Sorry, everyone.
Technical difficulties.
Turn it slightly.
Yes, we are hearing you, and there's no echo on the receiving end. Okay.
Yay!
Cool. Okay. We will proceed.
All right. So our theme this week is...
introductions!
I can't remember if we said that last week or not.
We didn't.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's a surprise.
It's a surprise! I started out thinking about times I've been introduced to people, and then I was like, what about times I've been introduced to things, or like, but I didn't end up doing that.
Okay, you ended up doing a person?
A person, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like meeting a person for the first time. Yeah. Okay, same. I didn't even think about being introduced to things, though.
Yeah, it was like a whole, I was excited about a lot of ideas.
I would have been so lost. I'd be like, what do I do now?
Yeah, another time.
Yes. Eleanor, are you ready to tell your story?
What's one strange thing you did this week?
Okay, one strange thing I did. So, I don't know if this is necessarily categorized as strange, but it was strange to me. I talked to a friend that I haven't talked to in 2 years.
Oh.
And it was a little strange, but also wonderful. So.
What led up to that happening?
I got a call, and I answered it, and I was like, hello? And they're like, this is Sean, and I was like, who's Sean? They're like, Sean, your friend. And I was like, what? So, yeah, it was really surprising.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, that's significant.
Yes. What is one strange thing you did this week?
I need to go grocery shopping really badly, so I'm going to be like you and share a food thing, a weird food thing. I ended up just cooking a bunch of things from my pantry last night, which it ended up pretty well, but it was quinoa, canned tuna, frozen peas that I cooked.
Canned tuna in the quinoa?
Yep. Frozen peas and tomato sauce. By the way, I used a little bit of your tomato sauce.
That's great. I'm glad. It made it better, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
And I've been putting Parmesan cheese on it also.
Oh, well, that makes it better.
Yeah, no, it's actually pretty good. I ate it before coming here. Sorry if my breath smells bad.
Oh, no, I don't smell anything.
Okay.
Or I haven't noticed it yet.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so that's one strange thing I did.
That is a little strange, for sure.
So, someone please take me shopping.
I'm working on it. All right. Are you ready to tell your story?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a little bit rambly.
That's okay.
Just waiting for notes to load. Nah, it's a... Oh, okay, here it is. So, I'm going to talk about... Well, okay. I'll just preface this by saying that I really like... One of my favorite parts of a friendship or a relationship of any sort, besides like familial ones, is remembering back to when you met the person and like your first impressions of them and being like, oh, that's what I thought of this person. And now this is all I know about
them. So true.
And it's a lot of fun. And I think it's one of my favorite things to think about and to talk about with people. And so it's really great and I love it. And it makes my brain happy but also confused because I'm like, oh my god, that person isn't like that person from my memory is not who they actually were.
Right. Do you also think about if you had met them in a different way, if you would have like,
yeah,
if it your relationship would have changed?
Yeah, especially like two things: if we met when we were different ages, and if we met in a non-dance context.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, there are a lot of dancers who I'm really great friends with who I don't know if I would have been friends with if I didn't know them through dance.
So true. I feel like too, it's like definitely, it's like important what headspace or like mindset I'm in when I meet that person, mm-hmm. it like completely changes how I think about yeah. them at the time.
And that
like
is very true. If I was true.
In a different mindset, I'd be like, you know, either like them or like whatnot. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. That was great additions. So I'm going to talk about Noah Brinton. How I met Noah. I was going to talk about two Noahs in my life, but I just decided to talk about my favorite Noah. There's another Noah that I know, but whatever. He's been scrapped. Anyway. Yeah, well, also, as I ramble about introductions, I think it's interesting how there are, like, a bunch of smaller introductions. Like, I remember the first time actually seeing Noah versus the time I, like, talked to him versus right. the first time we, like, saw each other in the bathroom. Like,
right.
things like that. Yeah, yeah, there are a lot of things. So, the first time I saw Noah, I think, it might have been the bathroom or it might have been... We were next door neighbors, just to say that, in Merrill. And I saw him in the RA meeting in FPH at Hampshire. And I kept on looking behind me to while the RAs were kind of explaining things whenever the door would open. And he was sitting right by the door. And every time, almost every time I looked back, he was always looking at me. And I was like, okay. but it wasn't creepy. It was just like...
did you guys know you lived next to each other?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was just like a room full of people I knew wow. were living close to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was right next to Tucker, who's... Okay. They were roommates. So I observed that, and then I remember, like, seeing him in the bathroom, and he was wearing this, like, blue shirt, and he just seemed, like, so soft. He kind of reminded me of... This is so specific. He kind of felt like he looked like one of my best friends' friends. And I was like, oh, it's Ethan. who I had never met. I had just looked at his Facebook a lot. Anyway, like, he felt like a Facebook boy who I would see from a distance, and he would just like be very contained and like have a kind of snarky sense of humor, but like I'm that would only
guys, I'm confused what a Facebook boy is. What does that entail?
A boy I just know through Facebook but never interact with, but like maybe want to interact with.
Right So like a person you stalk, basically.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't use that terminology. I would say spy on or investigate or, like, peer at over the wall rather than stalk.
Okay, fair, fair.
Anyway, so that's how I first, like, my first impression of Noah. And then one time I knocked on his room, his door, because he was, like, playing guitar and his door was open. Wait,
is this when you guys were, like, you had talked to each other?
No, this is me, like, introducing myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah, get ready. So, I would think it was maybe, like, the third or fourth day of school. I didn't write about it in my diary because I guess it wasn't significant.
Hang on, I'm going to pause you.
Yep, please do.
Just for the audience to know, whoever's listening, Noah and Eleanor are dating now.
So oh, this yeah, is why. Thank you.
It's a very important story.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So I knocked on his door and he was like playing guitar and he's he takes a while to respond when he's playing guitar. So I was like, hey, I'm Eleanor, I'm your next door neighbor. And he was like, doo-doo-doo-doo. Hey. Wait, how are you?
He kept sitting with his guitar and playing. Yeah. Like, he didn't get up.
No, he didn't get up. He was just like in his chair.
Wait, how did he open the door?
No, the door was already open. Oh, like, okay. I don't know if people did that on your hall. I mean, I know that people did do that on your hall, where, like, doors were just open to socialize.
For sure.
So I knocked, and I introduced myself, and I think he invited me in for tea. I don't remember if I went in that time or the next time, and I drank his tea. It was disgusting, but I, like, drank through the whole thing because I wanted to talk to him. But, yeah, he was different than what I expected.
Okay.
And he just, like, has become more and more different from my first expectation, though, like, still sort of accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't... yeah.
So your introduction to him isn't how you see him now, basically?
Yeah.
Is that...
It's interesting. I don't know, when I remember literally, like, him passing me in the bathroom and us, like, exchanging an awkward smile, and, like, that... I just had a feeling about him.
Hmm.
But it wasn't, like... oh, I think we're going to, like, fall in love or anything. It was just, like, it was, like, this sound, like, oh. Like, it was, It was just like, soft. Look at that soft. Walk by. Wait, it's just a feeling.
Like, one more time.
Wow, okay, I'm taking my sweater off. I don't know how much sense I'm making. But I've tried to explain this to him, and he just doesn't understand. I mean, I don't really envision you understanding this either, because I'm not making a lot of sense.
No, I actually do totally okay. kind of understand, weirdly enough.
Interesting. Just, like, seeing yeah. someone and sensing
no, totally.
Something about them, oh, even yeah. if it's inaccurate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
All the time, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we, like, had tea, and I guess the other story that I'll share about, like, kind of the introduce, like, the beginnings
yeah.
and how they're different than what ends up is, or it feels different, is that at some point, Tucker and Noah were going to play Smash Bros. In the common area, and they were like, hey, want to come? And this is probably, like, maybe, like, a day or two after, maybe the same day I'm drinking bourbon, sorry. Whew, you smell the tuna. yep, the quinoa's there too. Okay, moving on. yeah, so this is around that time, and they invited me to play Smash Bros. In the common area, and I had never played Smash Bros. Before. Maybe I had once, but I really didn't know the rules, so I asked them to explain it, and Tucker kind of was, but Noah was no help at all. Like, he literally didn't explain, and then he was like, hey, you want to play a game? And I was like, I don't know how to play. And he's like, it's okay, let's start. So we were playing, and I was like, I don't think he wants to play with me, because he's not explaining how to do it.
Right.
But it turns out that was his way of flirting, which is just literally what my, like...
The way people yeah, flirt.
Ugh. Yep, I know. But, yeah, so... And then I left, and he was sad. But I literally thought, like, he didn't want to play with me.
Aww.
So, yeah. I mean, it's also, like... And now looking back, I understand that that was his weird way of flirting. Yeah. But it also makes so much sense to me now that, like... He doesn't always like explaining things, or he does it in, like, interesting ways.
Yeah.
And he definitely likes to win, and he finds it funny, like, if he's better at something, like Smash Bros. He's just like, haha, I'm winning. Yeah, and, like, he eventually admitted that he kept looking at me because he thought I was cute. And, like, you know, he invited me into... for tea because he thought I was cute. Like, it all, like, came together. But it's just interesting, like, the interpretation of it in the moment. And,
Yeah.
Should I? Okay.
Okay, yeah, just one thing.
Please.
Before you start that lovely song. yeah, something that I think is interesting to think about is how people... The two people in an introduction mm-hmm. perceive that same introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever asked Noah, like, how he perceived meeting you versus, like, how he sees you now? Like, has it changed?
That's a great question. I think I don't know if I've explicitly asked him that, but I definitely will now. I think he might be listening. Anyway, the thing about Noah is that I really like having, like, deep analytical conversations about very specific experiences and memories, and he is able to do it and will do it occasionally, but isn't like as into it as I am.
Okay.
So I think sometimes he'll listen to me and he'll listen to me say stuff, but he won't necessarily add a lot because that's just not how he expresses his affection, and, like, and I think that's the way I express my affection of, like, oh my god, remember that time, like, I care about you so much, I remember so right. well.
Yeah, same.
but he hasn't. I think the most that I've really gotten out of him is, like, yeah, I thought you were cute, like, that's okay. why I wanted to, like, get to know you.
Okay.
And I mean, he clearly liked me.
Right.
But I'm not sure, I mean, I think later on, he was a little alarmed by various parts of me, specifically my question asking, especially personal questions. He was definitely put off by that for a while, or, like, very, like, taken aback. But, yeah, which I think has shifted. Not that he's still, like, this is different, but I think he likes it more now.
Okay.
So, Are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
Wait, do you have any explanation for this song?
Yeah, I do. Okay. So the song that I'm going to play is We're Going to Be Friends by the White Stripes. And I'm playing this because I feel like it embodies sort of this, like, thinking about a new friendship. And also Noah and I sing it together a lot.
Aww.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are. She likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hi. Hopefully, can you hear us now? And can you hear
me?
Can you hear Luke?
I was talking, everyone, I swear.
Yeah, she was asking me questions. I'm sorry.
Yeah, these mics, you know, you just never know.
No, you can't hear Luke.
What?
She is still off mic.
Okay. Coming to you. We are now going to use the same mic.
Smell the tuna.
I can't. Yeah, so I love that song. So we're just having some problems tonight.
Yep. Yeah, we're having problems. But good problem. I love that song too.
Good problems?
I don't know. I'm just moving on from the tech.
I have something to say about We're Going to Be Friends.
Please do.
So this song is just so good, and when we decided to do introductions as our theme, I was going to put this song in, and then I looked at your playlist today, and I was like, oh, she stole it! And anyways, it's a really great song.
It is
great. I just thought I'd say that.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I think it was the first song that I thought of for the entire playlist. So.
And you reminded me, because when you said you and Noah sing it together, I grew up singing this, like, with all my family together on the guitar, too. And I was like, oh, my God, we're twins.
That's so sweet.
Anyways, I loved your story.
Thank you. Thank you
wonderful.
For listening.
Of course.
She was listening and asking questions, just to reiterate.
I was, I promise.
Are you ready to tell your story?
I really am. Okay. So, today is Colin and I's 6-month anniversary. So I am going to tell the story of how Colin and I met, or actually that's a lie. I'm going to talk about like our first actual introduction when we talked.
Sounds great.
Because, okay, so basically we met at Frisbee, but it was just like, hi, hi, and that's pretty much it. And then we didn't really talk.
So you play Ultimate Frisbee?
Oh, yes, I do. Anyway, so we were like on the Frisbee field. It was like the new freshman there, you know. Colin's a year older than me. So Eleanor keeps coming to say something and backs up. I don't know what she's doing. Anyways.
I was gonna make a joke about age, but I decided not to.
Okay. Anyways, and so when we met on the Frisbee field, it wasn't like very much because you know, we're playing a sport and not talking. Anyways, so on Hannah's birthday, Hannah is a great friend of ours. Her birthday's near the beginning of the school year, September 10th. And so she, like, obviously it was our first year here, so she didn't know anyone. And so she basically, like, invited a bunch of the Frisbee team to just come over and get cookies that her mom had bought in her lounge. And she invited me too. And I, you know, barely knew her. So I walk into the lounge and I'm like, doo-doo-doo, like, not really. She's like, hi, Hannah. But Hannah was like talking with like her hall friends and stuff. And so I was like, oh God, I don't know what to do. And so I was just like sitting there like munching on a cookie and being awkward. And then Colin walks in. And I was like, what is Colin doing here? Colin's like, I heard there were cookies. I was like, oh God.
Sounds like Colin.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, I can talk to this person now, because he was like being all awkward and lonely too, right? So I was like, yay, I get to talk to someone. So I go up to him, and when I first started talking to people, I think Eleanor does this too, but like I get nervous and all I can do is ask questions and I like can't have a real conversation. So we're standing in the lab. He's munching on a cookie, I'm munching on a cookie, and I'm just like, questions, 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 and he's just like sitting there answering all of them, but like slightly like frightened, because if he like tries saying something, I'm just like, ask another question, can't talk about self. And so it was like 30 minutes of this, right? And I'm like, oh my God, someone's talking to me for 30 minutes, like it's crazy, because it's still the new college life, you know? Anyways.
The new college life and the new Colin life. Keep going.
God. Okay. So we talk. So basically, I asked him questions about like hiking, because he's a hiker, right? And I was like, oh my God, this is perfect, because I want to know the hiking trails. Ah! And then I was like making friends, and I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I could possibly have a hiking buddy, and all this stuff, right? And so it was like 45 minutes, and I learned about like all the trails, and I was like, haha. And I didn't talk to Hannah at all. And I'm like, bye, Hannah, thanks for the cookies, right? I leave, and I call my mom right away, and I was like, Mom, I made a hiking friend, I think. And she's like, wow, I'm so excited for you. And I was like, yeah, now you know all the hiking trails, so when you come here, I'll take you on all the hikes. And she's like, oh, I can't wait, you know. She's being her sweet self and whatnot. And so that was the first, like, actual talking of Colin and I. And, I didn't think about as much as you did, like, the, like, how many different types of interactions there are, like, verbal interactions, like, seeing interactions, but I think that was the most significant first verbal interaction that we had. Anyway, so the song...
Wait. Okay, well, just a question about, okay, did you, like, walk up to him and you're like, hi, I'm Luke? Like,
oh yeah, that's good.
And then what was your first question, or like what kind of questions were you asking, and then like how did you get to hiking?
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Tell us a little more. Okay. Yeah.
So I can't remember quite exactly how it went. I know. But I do remember as far as like how we got our names. It happened, like, after, like, eight sentences in.
The names.
Yeah. Okay. We had, like, talked for a little while, and then I was like, oh, what's your name, by the way? Because I had forgotten. And then was he like,
Colin?
Okay, also, things have completely changed since my first interaction with Colin. As you had said, like, how you perceive a person before and then after. Oh my gosh, okay. Colin pretends he's like Mr. Professional, man. And he, so when we were talking that whole time, he's just like, he's like very, like, almost like monotone, like, yes, and I do this in my day, and this and this and this. And I was like, oh God, like, come on. But I was really interested because I was like, I'm getting information, haha.
Relatable.
But I was like, like this person, like, because, I don't know, usually when people talk, they show some sort of emotion, right? And he seemed like not a lot of emotion was there. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's wrong with you? But I was like, there has to be something more about this person. Also, I went up to talk to him because I thought he was so cute. I was like, oh my God, I gotta talk to that boy. And he was on the Frisbee team, so I was like, I'm gonna be with this kid a lot. Gotta make friends. And the questions, it was basically, so it was first like a little weird. Actually, it was awkward the whole time. I lied. But at first, it was even weirder because I was like, hi, like your cookie or something, you know? I didn't know what to say, right? He's like, yeah, like, of course, I like food. Oh, I totally remember. Okay, the first thing he tells me, I'm like, so where do you live? And he's like, my car. Like, not expecting that, and so I knew, like, he wasn't a normal kid. Which sounds horrible. But that he just wasn't, like, he wasn't like people I had met before. So I was, like, immediately interested. I was like, haha, I got to find out more about the boy. And then from then on, he somehow brought up that he liked hiking, and I was like, oh my God, this is my chance to get to know everything about this area, because I had no idea. Yeah, like, no idea about my surroundings at that point. And then I got, like, the map, because he's a mappy guy, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it relieving when, like, someone mentions something in a conversation, you're like, oh, I have so many questions about that, and, like, I needed, and I can validate this because I wanted to figure it out already for myself, so.
Yes, it was so great. So, yeah, I was like, oh my God, I can now talk to him forever, ha ha. So, yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So, that was an evening. It was, like, it was probably, like, at, like, around 6 that that happened. So, this song, so I called my mom that night, and it was, you know, I'd only left her, like, a few days before that, or, like, a week or so before that. And Wonderful Tonight is one of the songs she played on the guitar when I was growing up. And so it connected to her a lot that, like, I was so excited to tell her about the person I had met. And then also it was a really great night because I was like, yes, I am so excited about what my future has in hold. So that's why Wonderful Tonight will be playing.
Well, I can't wait to listen. You ready?
Yes.
She asked me,
I say yes, I feel wonderful tonight. I feel wonderful because I see.
Okay, what about this one?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Nope.
Hello, hello. Then it's
hello!
Wait, that one's not on.
Hello! Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was
wait, hang on. Can you hear this one? Hello? Hello, hello?
Yes, now we're hearing you.
Okay, so you missed all of Luke's story. Like, when did it fade out? Okay.
Oh my.
Cool. I'm gonna turn my phone back on, and we're gonna do it again. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm hearing this whole thing through your phone and through the stereo.
Great. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
She's so cute.
Are you okay doing it again?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Are both working?
Apparently, she said so.
Okay. Hi, sorry about that. We don't know what's wrong with the radio station.
The mics go out whenever they want to. They have a mind of their own.
Yep.
Eleanor and I can't control it.
So Luke's going to tell her story again because it was a great story. And unless if you want to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Maybe the green dots mean something, Eleanor. Look, the green dots are on. Now you speak.
Hello? So if they don't...
Yeah, I think if the green dots go off, we go off.
Okay, good to know.
Anyways. Okay. Bum, bum, bum. Starting over.
Luke, so how did you meet Colin?
All right, everyone. It is Colin and I's 6-month anniversary. And so we met. We both play Ultimate Frisbee. And we saw each other. I feel bad for Eleanor.
No, this is
and
great.
Molly, who are sitting here, and they're like, "Oh my god, I have to listen to this whole thing again." Anyways,
now we'll get the nuance. I'll ask you new questions.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I like your old questions.
Well, I have a new one.
Okay. All right. So we met on the frisbee field, but. Frisbee, you know, is a sport, as we all know. So it wasn't, like, really meeting. It was just like, oh, hi. And, like, I definitely don't remember him from Frisbee. Anyways, like, I remember seeing him, but definitely nothing else.
When you were telling your story before, you said he was cute at the event that you're going to talk about. Did you think he was cute on the Frisbee field?
Definitely, but also I thought a lot of the people were cute on the Frisbee field. So it wasn't, like... it was just more like, yeah, I don't quite remember that specifically. I think people are cute once I start talking to them, mostly,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I base my cuteness off of. And I hadn't talked to him at all. So, Anyways, so Hannah's birthday, one of our good friends, is on September 10th. So it was, nearing the very beginning of the school year. And Hannah, obviously we didn't have very many, none of us had any friends at the beginning. So she invited the whole Frisbee team over to her mod.
Okay. Luke's mic is now not working. Wait, talk.
Hello. 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 Everyone on the Frisbee team and then her hallmates and whatnot over for cookies that her mom ordered. So flavors. They were from
Insomnia.
Yeah, and she had just got like a variety of flavors. I took the peanut butter one.
And what time did Colin take?
He probably took like five, all different. To be honest, I can't remember, but that's what I would assume he would do.
No, it's not working again.
I give up.
Yeah.
How about now? Do they both have to be up to work? Hello, hello. Maybe we should just play our...
Yeah, or we can do a group call with anyone listening. Is that too much?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, why don't we play this playlist and discuss them?
Okay. Okay, everyone, the mics just keep going in and out, so we are just going to play the playlist for now and then discuss ideas of what to do.
If you're still listening and want to hear more, text us and we might do something for you, or maybe not.
Also, this was going to be a kind of different show where Eleanor and I also talked about how we met, but maybe it can be fixed and we can do a longer show next time, next week or something like that.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
The first time ever I saw your face, laid my eyes on you. Was the Bowery ballroom stage? You were shredding Marshall too, and I knew that I had to get to know you. Why don't you pack your clothes, move to Brooklyn on your own, and join the band? Come on the road. We talked for like 2 minutes. Something strong and appealing, and we both had girl and boyfriends blowing us up SMS. But we both knew a mood like this so strong would be wrong to suppress. Felt like it bore the impressive test. Tonight out in the minivan in New England, our eyes met. We said yes, and in love we said yes. Just fade away. First time ever I kissed your mouth, we both felt time stop. My heart it leapt up wild, jumped from a mountain top, and I knew maybe I could be with you, do the things that lovers do. Slightly domesticate the truth, and righteous stillness is the move. The ceilings that we ignore, the slept on floors never ending, are feeling obscure but pure, and all of a sudden, this is how we saw the world side by side from the road and the separate ways, but
but we're still connected. You'll go forward and all stay the same. And that's how it breaks. Wash it away, all of the pain, all of the pain and anger. It slips away, love slips away, but it will remain, it will remain unanswered. Now I'm listening to Kanye on the Taconic Parkway, riding fast, and you're out in Echo Park blasting tuba, drinking a fifth for my ass. I'm just up in Hudson, old and destructive, knowing that nothing lasts, 'cause love will burn out and love will just fade away. Yeah, love's gonna run and love will just disappear, 'cause love will burn out and love will just fade away. And love's gonna
seen with his friend, a drummer. He resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in
Gabriela, mommy, love you. I cannot wait to meet you. I am so happy to have you in my life.
I can't wait to meet you for the first time. I don't know what I'll do that day. I'll cry and I'll laugh and I'll kiss you. I will have things than I have. I hope you can follow your dreams. I will have you, you will have me. The world will be different and new. The world will be different.
Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear us for a hot sec. So we recorded my story, and we are about to play it through the aux, so it will work.
Hopefully.
And then we will tell our short story about Eleanor and I's meeting. Yes. Hope you enjoy. Here is Colin and I meeting.
Or the most of the story.
Yes, that is true. Hello, everyone. Once again, we are so sorry that the yurt is broken. Hopefully, we will talk to the yurt signers and fix the mics. So next week will be so wonderful and perfect and working. So I'm going to start from my interaction with meeting actually talking to Colin at the cookies. So I go into Hannah's lounge where a bunch of her friends from her hall are and whatnot, or that, like, her sort of friends, I guess. And she's sitting on some couches and so, and she's, like, talking with people. So I walk in there and I didn't know anyone besides her. And I was like, oh, God, I'm awkward, you know, how do I do this? And I'm just like, hi, Hannah. And she's like, hi. I'm like, happy birthday. And then I didn't know what else to say. So I just, like, grab a cookie. Yeah.
So what... Was it Colin the only other person from the Frisbee team?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, actually. I'm asking you questions that no one else, about things no one else knows about yet.
It's okay. It's okay.
In this story. And also, what made you go?
To cookies?
Yeah.
Hannah and I were the only two people on the Frisbee team that actually talked yet, because we would walk back to the dorms together. So I was like, oh, like, I could have a friend, you know? And so I went to... here, cool. Basically, and make sure, like, to wish her a happy birthday, and because I also love people's birthdays, and I feel like they should have all the praise, you know. Anyways, so I grab a cookie because I was like, okay, gotta be awkward, but at least I have a cookie. I can be awkward with my cookie. So I'm standing there, just like all alone, standing there, just like, haha. And then Colin walks in, and. Sorry, the clone that he was wearing is just so funny now that I'm thinking about it. Just, like, with his big sneakers. Anyways.
Colin, like, spends a lot of time on our mod. I've never seen him in big sneakers, so I'm confused.
The sneakers he wears just look big on his feet for some reason. And I just remember, and the way he walks is, like he's so tall. And he just looks like a little goose. Anyways, I just remembered that. So he walks in, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a chance to, like, get to know someone on the Frisbee team. I can talk to someone. Like, also, he's cute, so this is, like, just a great idea for me, right? So I, like, inch over to him slowly with my cookie in my hand, like an awkward Luke does. And I was like, hi, like, how's your cookie, you know, or something like that. And he's like, yeah, it's good, you know. And then we begin our conversation by, like, telling each other where we live, and he tells me that he lives in his car, and I was very surprised by this, so I was, like, already interested in him, right? Anyways, so we start talking, and when I start talking to people for the first time, especially people that I think might be possible friends, I get really nervous, and I just start asking them, like, a million questions at once, and, like, I get scared that I can't have real conversations. Also, I don't want them to ask me about myself. So I'm just like, ah. So I was asking him so many questions, and he kind of looked frightened, but also he was answering every one of them. Anyways, so somehow, also important, hiking came up. And I was like, oh my God, I love hiking. So I have to get to know the area, you know, because he had already been here a year. So he knew the area. And I was like, this is just so perfect, right? So I start asking him all these questions. And we talk for like 30 to 45 minutes. And this was like the best thing in my life, because I was like, oh my God, I'm making a friend on the Frisbee team. This is so great. So after that introduction, when I went home, I was like, bye, Hannah, and then left, because I didn't know who else to talk to when he left. I went back to my room, and I immediately called my mom, and I was like, Mom, I think I just made a friend, like, maybe a real one. And she was like, that's great. And I was like, yeah, now I know about all the hiking and everything here. She's like, that's so great. So that was basically the first introduction to Colin, our first talking experience.
Yeah, okay, so I had some questions before that you basically answered in your retelling, but I have a new question.
Okay.
I think one thing that's interesting about introductions is, like, how the conversation goes and who's leading it and who's following and who's asking the questions, who's answering the questions. So I'm curious how question asking has, like, shifted in your relationship as your like relationship has changed and developed. Like, how many questions do you ask now versus he asks, and, like, when did you let him ask you questions also?
Oh my gosh, that's a really good question. Okay, so I've had this, like, life-changing epiphany basically, because this was only a little while ago, too. I think it's partly because of Colin, but I basically realized that people get to know each other in different ways than just asking questions, and I always thought previously to college that a person was only interested in another person if they actively asked them questions. But I have realized that's not true, and people go about a bunch of different ways of getting to know a person. And Colin gets to know people in different ways too, and he's not a person that just like asks you a lot of questions like you or I are. And he wants, I think a big thing for him is he wants you to be comfortable with you telling him what you want to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he waits for you to do that, basically,
mm-hmm.
like on your own time. But he, it's not like he lacks interest in you. It's yeah. just that he goes about, getting to know people in a different way. And I had such a hard time with this at first because I was like, you're not interested in people. And like, which sometimes I still think, but I think that's definitely a problem I have. But I also think I'm partly right because I think that people are very selfish and just want to talk about themselves all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are my thoughts. That was a long answer to your question.
Okay, taking all of that in. So, how has he learned? Like, have you just told him things? How has he learned about you? Like, how does he know your mother's name?
We have had conversations that is not just, it's not questions. It's more like telling stories mm-hmm. to each other and like learning through like learning about one another through like if I say something mm-hmm. and then like something comes up for him about that
right.
and then he says something and then another thing comes up for me about that, like how a conversation works, right?
Yep. It's for a bit of question
yeah, that's what I forget about too. I'm like, okay, conversations only work if I ask all the questions, but they don't work that way. Yeah. And so it comes that way too. But I also think he has started asking a lot more questions than 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that nice?
Oh, yeah. It's very nice. A lot of times I don't tell him things too. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably why he doesn't ask questions too. Because I'll be like, no, I'm not telling you that. Like, what do you think you're doing? But yeah. So yeah.
So what song did you choose?
Right. So I chose Wonderful Tonight because it's by Eric Clapton. And it, throughout my growing up, my mom would play it on the guitar. And so when I called her, I was like, hi, Mom, like, how are you? You know, how a conversation goes. And she's like, oh, like, I just played this song on the guitar. And the song is titled Wonderful Tonight, and it was in the evening that this interaction happened, and it was just a really great night, and it was like my mom and Colin and all of us connected, and so, yeah, that's why.
That's great.
Yeah.
We'll play it now.
All right.
Long hair, and then she asked me, party. Everyone turns to see this beautiful lady walking around with me. And then she asks me, do you feel alright? And I say, yes, I feel wonderful tonight. I feel wonderful because I see the love light in your eyes. And the wonder of it all is that you just don't realize how much I love you.
Hello, everyone. That was the song.
I hope
everyone heard it this time. We are now going to put the aux into what Eleanor and I just recorded, which is our meeting. We hope you enjoy. And then we're going to read the songs you heard like 10 minutes ago. All right. Enjoy.
We are working on fixing it. We'll be 1 second. But
it's so weird talking to him.
Hello. So we were thinking for a special surprise tonight. It's been a little wonky tonight, but
it's so weird talking to a phone.
We were thinking that we would talk about our introduction to each other, and I was also thinking like how our radio show came to be.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I was also thinking like how you viewed our introduction, how I viewed our introduction.
Cool, me too. Okay.
So do you want to tell the story first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So it was the first day of school, orientation week, last year. I was online to get a burger, a vegan burger, and I was talking to my friend Mallory, who I had just met 30 minutes ago.
And keep in mind, we're like outside
It's under this tent. There are huge lines. Like, all college students, all the first years.
Yeah, some are parents around. I think Mallory's parents were with her.
Yeah.
So Mallory and I were talking, and I was also talking to this boy in front of me named Charlie, who was in my orientation group. So I was talking to him, and when I turned around, Mallory was talking to some girl. And I was like, oh, this is Mallory's close friend. They've been friends for years. Like, oh, look at them talk. Like, I'm going to meet a new person. And then I was like, hi. And I remember you were wearing a pink shirt.
Yeah, that's true. Whoa.
And I was like, hi. I don't know. I don't remember how we got introduced, but I remember, like, you being like, I'm Luke. And I was like, okay. Like, I was very curious about your name. And, yeah. And then I remember us, like, going, Charlie, Mallory, Luke, and me going to sit in some grassy area, which I later figured out was right by, like, kind of, I don't even, like, Lemelson?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
And I remember us talking, and what I wrote in my diary was that it was, like, a good conversation, but not an easeful conversation, but an enjoyable one.
Okay.
Where it was, like, a lot of, kind of, like, one of us would ask a question, and then we would each go around and answer it.
Yeah, that's true.
And my most distinct memory about you in that moment was, so there was a question of, like, what was the best concert you went to, or, like, do you go to concerts? And you said that you wanted to, or that you had gone to a Ben Howard concert, and you were like, I love Ben Howard! Like, oh my god. And I think that was the first moment where I, like, actually got a sense of who you were, but, like, before that, I think I sensed you as someone, like, very different from who you actually are. Like, you seemed... Okay. You seemed, like, nervous and kind of, like, I want to say the word mousy, but that's not really right. You just seemed, like, I don't know, kind of, like, not deer in the headlights, but there was, like, you were, like, oh, it was the first day of college. Like, I really didn't, I don't know, you were just, I don't know. I was really glad to be talking to you, and I enjoyed your, like, enthusiasm and, like, commitment to being, like, yeah, let's be friends, or, like, let's keep talking. But I think when you started talking about Ben Howard and you, like, were saying weird things, and, like, then I was like, okay, like, we connect. Yeah.
That's really funny.
What do you remember, and how would you tell that story?
Oh, wow. Okay, so... we were all obviously all standing in line. I remember talking to Mallory, mm-hmm. and then Eleanor coming. She's like, Mallory, who's this? Like, have you guys known each other for a long time? And Mallory and I look at each other and we're like, we just met. And you were like, what? It seems like you guys are best friends. And we were like, no. And then Mallory introduced me to you, basically, even though you were newly friends too. And then we, like, walked in line together, got our food, mm-hmm. and my mom and sister were still there at the time, and so they were like, Luke, you gotta go, like, you gotta go sit with people, but I felt bad for leaving them, and plus, like, they were gonna leave that day, and I wasn't gonna see them for another, yeah. like, 6 months, and so I felt bad, and so I was like, oh my gosh, and so when I was sitting with you and Charlie and Mallory,
mm-hmm.
I was like, the whole time I was thinking about them, aww. You know? And so...
That's so
and
sad.
And so I wasn't... I feel like maybe that's why it seemed like I was nervous.
Yeah.
In that way, because I was thinking about them. And not really focusing on making friends. But either way, I remember sitting there also feeling the same feeling. Like, one of us asked a question, and then we went around, and it was like, this is... kind of awkward, but it is enjoyable because it's, like, new people and getting to know one another, which I was very ecstatic to do.
Yeah, me too.
And I remember really liking that you were interested in other people, is my first impression, I think, of you. Because I think my sister, I think this was the... around the same time that, like, a month before, my sister had had this, like, mental breakdown because she thought that no one was interested in anyone else. And so I remember having that in mind, and it seemed like you actually cared.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made me want to be your friend, but I didn't quite see the quirkiness that you have, like that I now know you as.
Yeah.
Like I didn't get that from your first introduction to you. You seemed like very, you seemed really intelligent, and like you knew what you like every answer you had, it was like it was phrased in like a very eloquent way.
Thanks. That's so sweet.
And so I was like, wow, this person is so interesting. Like, oh. And then I remember going back to my mom and sister later that day, and I was like, Mallory and Eleanor and Charlie, like, I think these people are so great. And I told my mom and sister all about you and Mallory specifically. And that, like, I think I got one of your numbers.
I think we all exchanged numbers. So, yeah. That's something I remember.
Yeah, so we all exchanged numbers, and I remember being so excited, like, maybe we'll hang out again. Maybe not, but maybe, yeah. You know, like, there's a chance. And then we did, so.
Yeah, I think what I also really remember about you was, like, that we kept seeing each other in the beginning, that's like, so orientation true. Week, and you always had, like, new people. Oh, 989920.
Okay. You're not saying you
passed. No one knows. That's my zip code. Okay. Anyway, no one. Ignore all of that. Everything makes sense. Okay. So I remember always seeing Luke during orientation week, and you always had like new people around you, and I was like, oh, these are gonna be Luke's best friends, and then like it would turn out they were just like people you had met at lunch who you invited places, and yeah, there are a lot of people who, like, I know specifically from meeting them through you orientation week. There's, like, a large handful of people. And I think just in our interactions together where we would, like, text each other and be like, hey, you want to go to this thing? Like,
yeah.
I remember you being like, hey, you want to bike to Amherst? And I was like, I don't have a bike. Oh, and yeah. Exercise, no thanks. Unless it's dance. But, yeah, I remember you being enthusiastic and welcoming. It's good?
I think so. Is it playing to the world?
Did you plug in the aux to the computer? I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you.
Yeah, I remember you being enthusiastic and, like, really welcoming to other people. Like, when we would do things together, you would always ask other people who, like, didn't have anyone to hang out with, like, to come sit with us or, like, things like that. And that made me feel really happy. And just something I remember about... just, like, the next couple of months and now, I just sometimes would think about how lucky I was to be your friend and, like, how aww. Sad it would make me if I wasn't your friend, specifically because you have so many friends, and I was like, what if I wasn't one of them? Like, what if Luke didn't like me? She likes so many people.
That feels contradictory.
But I really like you.
Oh my gosh, it's so sweet. And oh, I feel the same towards you.
And I remember, like, talking to you about radio shows, and I was like, yeah, I think I want to have a radio show. And I was like, what do you think you would want to do? And you're like, I don't know. I was talking to someone about it, and I was like, darn, I want to do one with her.
Oh.
And then eventually I asked you again, and you were like, I don't know, the person fell through, and I was like, so I don't want to put anything on you, but I was thinking perhaps, like, you can say no, that I would want to do a radio show with you.
I remember when you said that, because I didn't want to be the one to be like, Eleanor, do a radio show with me. So when you said that, I was so excited. I was like, oh my god, she wants to do a radio show with me, yay. And then, like, when we started brainstorming ideas of what to do, it was just so great and exciting.
It was really exciting. And it was so great to, like, know that we had a concrete, way, like, thing sticking us together.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
so nice. I'm so happy I got to meet you.
Me too. And I'm so glad I know you at a full capacity now.
Yeah.
It's fun to look back.
Yeah, it really is. It's so cool to look at, like, the lineage of friendships.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so much more future things to you.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make any sense, but you know what I mean.
Should we... I have a song, but
for
we don't... I know. I don't know if we have time.
Okay, well, we can stop the recording and then... Oh, wait. Do you want to talk about the song?
No.
Okay. So the song is there. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, they listened to our weird discussion about bird.bird. Hi.
Guys, we're so sorry. This is just a mess tonight.
But thank you for sticking around.
Yeah.
I know it's frustrating.
Mostly we love you, Eleanor's parents. Or I do, at least.
Yeah, and Carla probably, if she hasn't gotten to sleep.
Definitely.
Okay, we're going to read you the names of the songs, and we have not come up with a theme for next week. We apologize.
We are horrible people. Okay.
So the first song was We're Going to Be Friends by the White Stripes.
Then Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton.
Then Up in Hudson, the edited version, the shorter version. My sister just texted, I am awake, by Dirty Projectors. Then Frank Mills, sung by Shelley Plimpton from the musical Hair.
And then Us by Regina Spektor. And then You Are the Best Thing by Ray LaMontagne.
Oh, thanks, Luke. You're the best thing, too. Sorry.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ellen.
I Can't Wait to Meet You.
We did just confess our love to each other.
By Fiona Apple.
And then The Night We Met by Lord Huron. And that's it.
Have a great sleep, Mom and Dad and Carla, and anyone else listening.
Yes, and we will see you next week.
Good night.